ballot.
We're talking about casting a ballot. It is 18 days before Election Day. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A record high number of Wisconsin voters are voting absentee. As of yesterday, more than 785,000 voters have returned their absentee ballots. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says about 30,000 people are needed to staff polling sites statewide, and there's currently only a very slight shortage of poll workers. Have you made a plan to vote? Will you be voting by mail or early or in person on Election Day? What questions do you have about each option? Are you a poll volunteer? We're at 800-642-1234. Julietta Henry is Elections Director for the Milwaukee County Election Commission. Julietta, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
And
Thank you.
Sure. We also have Pamela Ubrig with us, City Clerk of Oshkosh. Pam, welcome to you.
Good morning.
Well, Pam, let's start with you. Because we're seeing this surge in absentee voting, if someone is voting absentee and they request a ballot online, how long should voters expect for that ballot to arrive in their mailbox?
Once we receive the request, within 24 hours of that, it is out in our mail. So they can monitor it on myvote.wi.gov when we create the label. So, you know, shortly after it's submitted, they should receive it.
Yeah, that My Vote site, myvote.wi.gov, I call it the pizza tracker because you can see exactly where it is in the oven, right?
That's a good analogy.
Julietta, what options are there for returning your absentee ballot?
Well, in Milwaukee County, you have several options for returning your absentee ballot. You can return it directly to the clerk's office up until 8 p.m. on Election Day. In addition to that, we have various sites throughout the city. For the city of Milwaukee, for example, you can return it to any Milwaukee public library. They're open, and there's a 24-hour surveillance camera available, so you can turn it off any 7 days a week. And you can also return it to, again, all of the municipal clerk's offices.
And you could, I would suppose, put it back into the mail and return it that way.
Right, right. In the mail, as well as there are other in-person absentee sites that you can return it to as well, starting on Tuesday.
Well, let's take a call now. Jim is with us from River Falls with a question about his ballot. Jim, hi.
Good morning. Thanks for having the program. I was wondering, both myself and my wife have gotten our ballots in the mail, but with the questions of, whether somebody might dispute a signature or something like that, if my wife said, well, maybe we should go and vote in person. So what's the procedure then if you've already gotten your ballot in the mail? Do you just bring that in when you go to vote in person, or you just cast a ballot in person and throw these out that we got in the mail?
Jim, thanks. Pam, can you field that?
There's two options. If you choose not to use that ballot that was mailed to you, you could go to your clerk's office during early voting, in-person early voting. In Oshkosh, we're starting October 20th, Tuesday through Friday, and then we can make they could make the appropriate documentation on the computer, and then you could cast your ballot there, or you can take it to the polls, and they would document it at the polls, and a ballot could be issued to you.
Julietta, any other thing you want to ask, say there for follow-up?
No, that's perfectly fine. They will spoil your ballot at the polls, and then, like she said, and then they will issue you a new ballot, because on the actual poll list, they will see that an absentee ballot was issued to you.
Julietta, what do clerks do when they do get an absentee ballot that the envelope is incomplete, or maybe there's an issue that it doesn't have a signature or address?
Typically what happens is when that occurs, a clerk, and especially now, they will return the ballot to the elector, so they will have an opportunity to correct it. And that's why we encourage everyone to vote as early as possible, so that if you have any issues with your ballot, it will be returned to you so you can correct it.
Pam, I'm wondering, do you have enough poll workers? What is your staffing situation at this point?
At this point, we are doing good, but, you know, we're 18 days out, and mm-hmm. things could change between now and then. But I know there are communities out in our state that are seriously in need of poll workers. So those individuals that would be willing to help out, I would encourage them to contact their clerk, town, or village clerks and see if they're in need of assistance on that day.
Pam, are you assembling more backups this election cycle than in past?
Yes.
Yeah, backup volunteers, yeah.
Yes.
Julietta, what are you seeing out there? Do you have enough poll workers?
Well, in Milwaukee County, we did receive information from all of our clerks actually on yesterday, and they are fine with poll workers. However, I do want to emphasize on election day, we are seeing that currently in the Milwaukee County, we have over 42% in the city of Milwaukee alone, individuals have voted absentee. So I don't know if our election day is going to be as busy as our central count locations regarding counting those absentee ballots.
Yeah, central count will have almost the lion's share of ballots, which will be needed to count there. We're talking with Julietta Henry, who is the elections director for the Milwaukee County Elections Commission. Pamela Ubrig is city clerk of Oshkosh. We're asking about preparations for election day, fielding your questions about casting a ballot at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Mary in Portage with a question. Hi, Mary.
Hi. We're wondering if we've always had a history of voting Democrat and then we would like to change to Republican or vice versa. What would you have to do? Is there any kind of a problem with that?
Julietta, what about changing party?
Well, in Wisconsin, you do not have to identify your party, so that is no problem. You have preference. You can vote for whomever you would like.
Unless it would be a partisan primary, I would assume.
Well, in the partisan primary, you have to stick to one party, so
right.
You can't cross over. But in this election, in the general election, you can vote for whomever you would like.
Mary, does that help?
Yes, and will there be any exit polling at every precinct, or is that just sporadic?
We do not conduct the exit polling. That is conducted by the various media outlets. And so at this point, they have been contacted our office. They normally do the week before the election, and they normally let us know where they would like to do exit polling so we can let the clerks know in advance.
Pam, and I would assume you have to, you can only maintain a certain distance in order even to conduct those exit polls. You have to be a certain distance away.
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering, Pam, do you have enough PPE for poll workers? Are you outfitted?
Yes, we are. We will have the shields in for the tables that will put distance between the voter and the election workers. We will have the floors marked where the 6 feet distance. There will be gloves, masks, sanitizing, and we have somebody dedicated at each polling place that will specifically just be sanitizing constantly throughout the day.
All right. So that is a specific position in this particular election is a sanitizing position.
Yeah, we've had that in April and in August.
How did that go?
It went very well.
Yeah. Julietta, you know, April's primary election saw long lines in Milwaukee. We saw those lines. 5 polling places were open. So where are we at today in terms of ensuring that those long lines don't happen again in 18 days?
Yes. So in the city of Milwaukee, we have over 271 polling locations that will be open on that day, and we have over 300 countywide. So we do know because of the outbreak of the COVID-19, we did have difficult situations in finding poll workers as well as locations. So we are prepared, and we know that right now we have over 300 polling locations throughout Milwaukee County.
Is that pretty typical for a presidential election cycle?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So that's, it's basically we, the city of Milwaukee went from 280 to 271. So they were not able to secure approximately 9 of their normal locations that they have for every election. But I know they're well equipped. But right as of today, 40% of the voters have already requested an absentee ballot in the city of Milwaukee. And so I am going to suspect that the actual election day is going to be less voters there than we will find in typical elections.
Can you, Julietta, take us to central processing and explain what that's like to process those ballots?
Sure. So in the city of Milwaukee, or Milwaukee County, I should say, we have over 8 of our 19 municipalities that will be conducting central count on election night. So instead of the poll workers opening the ballots, that those ballots are opened at central count. And currently, the city of Milwaukee utilizes 13 high-speed voting machines to process their absentee ballots. They are able to process between 1,000 and 2,000 ballots per hour once they are open. The other 7 municipalities utilizes the DS-200 voting machines, and they're able to process approximately 500 absentee ballots per hour. And what occurs is they have a number of individuals working, teams working, and the city of Milwaukee will have 3 shifts of over 100 people working at each shift, because as of today, they have over 230,000 ballots that they will be processing. And overall, if you look at the state numbers, as far as the number of ballots that are in, I suspect the city of Milwaukee County will have over 25% of the total ballots requested from the state by Election Day once the actual voting begins at the polling locations.
Talking with Julietta Henry, Elections Director for the Milwaukee County Election Commission, Pamela Ubrig. We'll be back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation about polling site preparation, questions about casting a ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission announced yesterday that there are no widespread poll staffing gaps to shore up at this point heading into November. We're checking in with 2 election officials. Julietta Henry serves as Elections Director for the Milwaukee County Election Commission. And Pam Ubrig is here, City Clerk of Oshkosh. So, Pam, as we look at absentee tabulation, how will that work in Oshkosh?
We do not do central count here in Oshkosh. It's something that I'm very interested in, and I know there's a couple communities within Winnebago County that do use it, and it works well. That's something that I'm going to look into in 2021. So, but for this election, the ballots will be delivered to the polls and processed that day.
And when they're delivered to the polls, those ballots go to the precinct that ballot is supposed to be in?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go back to the tech issues that we saw in the spring election when there was a breakdown in some of those, between the Postal Service and getting those absentee ballots out. Julietta, about nearly 2,700 voters in Milwaukee were not sent absentee ballots. Have those issues been resolved with the post office?
Yes, the issues that occurred at that time, they have been resolved. And we also asked individuals, the state has improved myvote.wi.gov. So you can track your ballot. You can see exactly when it was mailed out, when you should expect to receive it. And then once you send it back, you can also see that it was received by your municipal clerk's office. So we strongly encourage everyone to track their ballot at myvote.wi.gov.
We heard from Katie, called in from Oshkosh, Pam, and couldn't stay with us. But Katie says on the Oshkosh website, it says early voting is from October 20th through 30th. But Katie thought different dates were set on air, and just looking for some clarification on early voting, Pam.
Okay, if I misspoke, it is October 20th, Tuesday, through October 30th, which is that Friday. There are no weekend hours. It would be weekdays only.
And what type of identification do people need to do the early voting?
A photo ID if they're going to vote.
A photo ID. And, you know, in terms of voter ID in Wisconsin, Julietta, it requires that photo identification to register. Can you explain what you need to register to vote?
Sure. To register to vote, you need to have the proper identification to prove your residence. And it does not have to be a photo identification, but you need that photo ID to vote. And to prove your residence, you need to bring with you either, it could be your driver's license, as long as it has the current address on it. However, you don't have to have the current address on your driver's license to vote if you are already registered. In addition to that, it could be a utility bill. It could be a bank statement, but it has to show your address where you live.
So in terms of knowing your status, Julietta, how do you check the status of your registration?
Again, you can go directly to myvote.wi.gov. It is one-stop shopping. It can give you all the information you need to know. Verify that you are registered before you go to the polls. Also verify and check to see who's on your ballot so you will know who to vote for when you arrive. And then if you've requested an absentee ballot, you can also verify that that ballot has been indeed returned to your municipal clerk's office.
We're talking about voting, and we have Julietta Henry, who is Elections Director for the Milwaukee County Elections Commission. Pam Ubrig is the City Clerk of Oshkosh. 18 days before Election Day, and they're fielding your questions about casting a ballot at 800-642-1234. Pam, what has changed for you as a city clerk as you operate elections amid a pandemic?
We have taken into the consideration of all the necessary steps to ensure that the voters and the workers have a safe environment to be able to cast their ballot and to serve the voters. That's my number one.
Yeah. There's so much riding on you, though. I mean, city clerks, all 1,850 are, I'm sure, just working feverishly at this point. How supportive is that network out there? Do you feel like you have people to turn to in order to get this work done?
I feel in Winnebago County we have a really great network that we lean on each other and we discuss things and we assist each other.
Julietta, how is it for you to facilitate an election during a pandemic?
It has been extremely challenging, but we too have been blessed with having the correct support and the right support with all of the municipalities and making sure that we do everything that we can in our power to make sure that they have the everything necessary for to conduct this election.
Do you think that with so much of the ballots shifting over to absentee ballots, will that, do you think, cause a delay in finding the outcome of the election?
Yes, and it's very important to understand what this is going to do in Milwaukee County. Typically, we have seen where we're not done somewhat to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We are anticipating this election will be no different with all of the machines we have, with all of the ballots we have. We are looking at completing the election approximately at 3 a.m. So we just want everyone to be patient with us, be patient and understand the process. When the results are shown on our website and it's safe, it's at 100%. We also have a tag, a banner letting you know that that does not include Central Count. We have to be 100% at the polling locations in order for Central Count to send in their results. Once they send in their results and they are at 100%, we will remove their names off of the list, or we will tag them some way so you will know for sure that your count is in. So we just ask everyone to be patient, understand the process, because right now of all of the ballots that will be cast of the 551 total registered voters in Milwaukee County at this point, 234,936 of those individuals decided to cast their ballot through absentee voting. So, and because of that, we know that it's going to take a lot of time, and we ask people to be patient with us as we do this, because we want to make sure that every vote is counted on election night.
Well, let's take Suzanne now in Milwaukee. Hi, Suzanne. We're a bit short on time. Go ahead.
My question is anybody watching the Postal Service to know that ballots that are mailed by the appropriate date are actually going to be received in the appropriate post office in time to be counted?
Suzanne, thanks. Julietta?
Yes, we are working directly with the Postal Service. We have meetings with them on a regular basis, and we're to verify and making sure that and everyone has a relationship with their Postal Service and their postmaster to making sure that those ballots are received. Throughout the day, the municipalities go directly to the Postal Office to receive ballots, and that will occur as well on Election Day.
Pam, what is it like with your relationship with your postmaster?
We also have a relationship with them and had communication. We are a smaller community, so I know that on Election Day, if ballots are received that day, they are going to dispatch their employees to get them to my office so that we can get them out to the correct polling place.
Well, Pam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Julietta, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
That was Julietta Henry, Elections Director for the Milwaukee County Election Commission. Pam Ubrig is City Clerk of Oshkosh. Just ahead, in a world of 24-hour news and endless scrolls of information, we talk with an author about cutting through the BS, if you will. It's part of the name of a new book. The subtitle, I Can Say, The Art of Skepticism in a Data-Driven World. We'll dismantle misinformation next hour. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to The Ideas Network.